Well, we like to have guests up here every now and again, and this guest is no stranger to this field and is back for several reasons. It's the one and only Maddie Parks, a former All-State Pella softball player, All-Conference this year at UNI in her junior campaign. Maddie, good to have you on here. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to be here.
Well, and we'll talk a lot about, obviously, your time at UNI while we have time. I haven't done an in-game interview for a while, so it's good to have you on. But obviously, you got two young sisters who have now gone to varsity in the program. I'm sure it's been fun. One's been hurt, but Avery's been playing and pitching. I'm sure that's been a lot of fun for you.
Oh, it has. Reminiscing on the good times.
The 0-2 here to Katie Pollock. Well, and obviously, there's been a gap since you were here last in the program and Coach Gravert here in her third season. And you coached with Katie, obviously, for a year or two. What's it been like to watch this program grow since you've left?
It's been great. You know, I've gotten to coach a lot of these girls, and they were a lot younger the last time I saw them. So seeing them all grown up and out there owning the field, it's an amazing experience. And I just absolutely love this game and love watching everybody here.
And Maddie, the fun part has been obviously your growth at UNI, and you've had a lot of success this year in all conference and all first team conference player. What's it been like growing at that collegiate level?
It's been great. I mean, everybody goes through ups and downs. There's a lot of peaks and valleys. But from freshman year to my last season, obviously there's been a lot of growth and a lot of success. But I wouldn't be able to do it without my teammates and my coaching staff. They keep me honest. They keep me level. And even through the ups and downs, we find a way.
There's a pitch low to Peyton Lyons, 2-0. And you entered your collegiate career at such a time of uncertainty, right? After all the craziness of COVID, and that was all happening just as you had left Pella High. What's it been like to watch that and be able to weather that, knowing that there's been some great things happening?
Well, Coach is really big on, like, not skipping a beat. So through adversity and all those tough times, you just got to keep going and keep pushing. And especially with COVID, like, we had to adjust. We had a ton of screenings, masks, you name it, making sure people were vaccinated. And if you weren't, following those protocols. But you just got to keep going. And that's exactly what we did. We put our heads down and just kept moving.
The 0-1 offering here to Ella Heemstra. How do you think you've grown as a player then over that time, knowing that obviously you were a high-level player when you were here pitching and hitting and all-state caliber, but reflecting on your 3 years, how do you think you've grown?
I've grown a lot. It's definitely a different speed, a different level of ball, and I mean, I couldn't be prouder of myself. I've definitely grown a lot. My hitting, my approach and all of that has grown tremendously, and
we'll keep it right here with Maddie Parks. It's a three-run inning for the Dutch as they keep this going. Heemstra gets on, but Riggin is thrown out. Well, and Maddie, the fun part is here as we're in between innings has to be, I'm sure, that watching your sisters grow up. And now they're having a chance to play some varsity ball. And, you know, what has that experience been like? I know you were coaching with a lot of these girls, but I'm guessing it's different with your sisters out there.
Oh, it definitely is. Obviously, Riley has been battling an injury, and that's been really tough for her because she's a competitor through and through. But Avery having the opportunity as an eighth grader to play on this field at this level, there were definitely some nerves in the beginning, definitely a lot of questions for her big sis. but overall, she's owning every bit of it. And my biggest thing for her was when you have an opportunity, take advantage of it and don't look back. Just put it all out on the field. And she's done exactly that the entire season. I couldn't be prouder.
Well, and the question I have then, too, is obviously you've coached, you've played. How nerve-wracking is it sitting in the stands now, especially when Avery's in the circle or she's up to bat?
I've been biting my nails quite a bit recently. It's definitely a different feeling, and, you know, it's one thing to be on the field, but it's also another thing to just be watching it. So it's been fun, but to say I haven't jumped up a couple times in with some nerves would be a lie.
Well, and obviously, the program, when you went through it, and this is nobody's fault, but there were some coaching changes. There was a lot of ups and downs, and now we've started to see a little bit more sustained success with this team. They're winning a lot of games. They're beating teams like Indianola, DCG, and others over the last couple of years that they haven't in years past. What's it been like as an alum to see this program on that trajectory, especially knowing your sisters are not only in it, but just to know that obviously there was some impact by the group that you played with on trying to build the foundation that they're still trying to elevate here now?
The consistency has definitely been a huge factor, and watching that consistency grow and having the players not only be able to trust one another but be able to trust the coaching staff because they are there has been amazing, and it's definitely allowed the players to settle in a lot more and just play the game and not have to worry about any outside factors. So it's definitely been a huge part of it and an amazing.
We're here with Maddie Parks, an All-State Pella player and an All-Conference player for the UNI Panthers, entering, as I understand it, your final season up at UNI in Cedar Falls. Obviously a little bittersweet knowing that that's happening, but you still have games to play. What's it been like in between seasons, especially coming off of a really strong campaign last year? And how excited are you to get back to work up in Cedar Falls?
Oh, I'm super excited to get back up and running. The summer, it's nice to relax, but once 2-3 weeks goes by, you're itching just to get back on the field. So it's definitely been one of those, especially this week, one of those times where it's like, all right, when am I playing?
Oh, one and a diving play made by Ava Curry. Another Randall Roofing raise the roof moment of the game as Ava Curry robs the Indians of a base hit. See, these are the things you got to dodge when you're on the radio, Maddie. But those obviously, you made great plays like that in your career. And on that note, knowing you've had some progress from the program, right? You're winning some more games, and the UNI team has really grown and gotten some big wins over the years. How excited are you to continue that growth and to not only have success your senior year, but to lay that foundation for the future of the program?
Super, super excited. We have a ton of upperclassmen coming through this next year, and we've got a good freshman group coming in as well, and to pass on tradition and pass on expectations and just the overall culture of the team is an exciting experience, and I can't wait to do it just as the seniors did for me when I was a freshman.
One last question for you then, Maddie. Obviously you want to lay a foundation, but you want to win some games too. How hopeful are you to be competitive in the Missouri Valley Conference and to have a shot maybe to because I know that, you know, it takes a lot to get to the NCAA tournament, but I'm guessing that's got to be the end goal, right, is to try and play deep in the postseason.
Always. We're going to come out ready to go. We always do, and I'm not going down without a fight, and I know there's a lot of other people on the team that won't be going out without a fight, so I'm excited.
I'm excited for you, too. Maddie Parks, one of the great players I got a chance to cover many years ago. And this makes me feel really old now that you're here and your sisters are coming up, because I remember them being very little watching you play, but it's all come full circle. Maddie, a joy. Thank you for agreeing to do this in the middle of the game. I've seen you over there. I'm like, we got to get her up here. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on all your success and all the best to you.
Thank you.